views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Light shines on Lyme disease. Limelight Radio with Katina Macris is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential to expand awareness and activate change to eliminate Lyme disease for good. Limelight Radio is a much-needed venue for the USA's number one fastest-spreading infectious illness. Katina is an award-winning author, a natural health care practitioner with over 30 years' experience, and most importantly, a healing force with her own personal Lyme journey. Be part of a movement to help end the suffering and confusion surrounding Lyme disease and begin to take action. Now here's your host, Katina Macris.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Limelight Radio. This is Katina Macris, and it's my privilege to visit with you all again this week. Every Wednesday afternoon, we get to talk about Lyme disease and tick-borne infections. Limelight Radio is almost a year old, coming up in August, and what a fantastic journey this has been. How many wonderful people we've shared information with and dialogue. So today we have a fantastic show. We've got a wonderful guest, Jackie DeVries, who I'm going to interview with you in a second. And I want to also let listeners know that the second half of the show, we will take your questions. If you want to call in with any questions or comments, our lines will be open, 800-930-2819. So I'll remind you again a little later on. But let me tell you about Jackie. After completing a master's in computer science at Columbia University and working in computer research, Jackie went on to graduate from the Barbara Brennan School of Healing, a four-year college equivalent program teaching spiritual and energy healing. In 2005, after following flu and tetanus vaccines and a significant life stressor, Jackie experienced a major health decline with much muscle wasting, loss of speech, and sensitivity to most foods. Jackie's journey to recover her health and her cognitive function led her to learn about the role of toxicity and to utilize functional medicine, environmental medicine, and many complementary modalities, including neurotherapy, for health restoration. Jackie's a certified neurotherapist and a licensed massage therapist, and she continues to leverage her research nature by investigating and evaluating promising healing modalities and wellness protocols. Her goal in clinical practice is to help each client find their path to wellness. And Jackie and I have visited and chatted before, and I'm very excited because she has got a lot of wonderful information to help share with us today about the emotional and cognitive side of Lyme disease, which is so crippling and so disturbing for many of us. So welcome, Jackie DeVries, to Limelight Radio.
Thank you, Katina, for having me. This is great.
Oh, my gosh. It's so exciting to have you here. I have to say that Jackie lives in New Jersey, which everyone knows is really a heavily infested area with tick-borne disease, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I think they've done studies and they've identified that about 60% of the ticks are carrying Bartonella. I'm not sure if they've done other studies for Borrelia or other co-infections, but certainly this is a heavily infested state.
I know. You're really right in the heart of it. So, Jackie, I'm assuming that when you had those struggles back in 2005, are you personally having experienced tick-borne disease, or really is it more in your private practice that you're working with it?
Well, you know, when I first became ill, nobody knew what was wrong with me. and which I think is the case with a lot of people, actually. And, you know, fortunately, I worked with some doctors that were able to give me kind of basic supportive therapies that helped. But I was largely left with a state of chronic fatigue that no one really knew how to help me with. Through my own trials, we had eventually found that part of my problem was a mold issue in our home. So it's something that I really encourage people to look at. But interestingly enough, I had appendicitis about 3 years ago. And when in the 20 hours I spent in the hospital, they gave me 3 bags of IV Rocephin and 3 bags of IV Flagyl. And unlike most people that have had surgery, I came dancing out of the hospital.
Oh, my gosh.
And honestly felt like I could run the New York Marathon that day, and actually for several days after that, and then I crashed. And it wasn't until I got the hospital records to see, well, what exactly had they given me while I was there, that kind of the light went on and said, okay, despite all the tests I've ever had that said, no, you don't have Lyme, well, obviously I did. So that was kind of my indicator that yes, indeed, this was part of my puzzle. And
yeah, the smoldering piece, the smoldering ember underneath it all, right?
Exactly. And it's, you know, there's so many people that have this as an issue where there's no test that's going to tell you you actually have it, because the tests are just sort of not quite there at this point, but certainly if it's a piece of the puzzle, it's good to know it, because you can take certain actions that are going to be helpful.
Right, definitely. And yes, we are so hopeful now with some of the newer research that's happening that there is going to be a more definitive test. Actually, one of the guests I'm having on in later on in the summer, they're working on an antigen test versus an antibody test, so that you could get diagnosed within a couple of days of being infected via a urine test versus us waiting for antibodies to show up in the bloodstream. And then we know how inaccurate that testing has been. So anyway, I want to get on to the good work that you are involved in, because you have such insight into this, you know, multiple dimensions. The first off that I think we want to highlight for our listeners is the whole role of toxicity. And we've had shows devoted to detoxifying the body. But as you pointed out to me, environmental toxins and toxins in your home and in your workspace can be an issue too, can't they?
Absolutely. I mean, at the time that I was sick, I was working in an office building that had a per capita of probably 4 computers per person and Wi-Fi out the wazoo, and I certainly think EMF stress was another stressor on my system. And as I mentioned, the mold in our home. You know, so all of these things add up, and basically I think, you know, at a certain point the stressors in the body are too great, and the body can't manage them anymore.
It's true, isn't it? Because if you just think about it, even in the past 10 years, our habitat as human beings has changed so dramatically. If you think, you know, back to 30, 40 years ago, before we had this whole electronic kingdom as such a, you know, major component of our lifestyle, I think about it often when my kids were little. I mean, you know, we didn't even have the TV. We had, you know, it was very, you know, outdoorsy. And now, as you said, the whole EMF situation puts a particular kind of vibrational stress on us.
Right. That's an energetic one, yeah.
An energetic one. And then if you're in a closed windowed building that doesn't have a great ventilation system, you've got a whole situation brewing there, right?
Right.
So what are some of your suggestions for people that might be facing that?
Well, you know, I think that the things that are in our environment, obviously things like mold, water damage, being in spaces that have those types of problems, they need to be remediated. I think when we can address the other stressors in our lives, and I think this is really where moving to some of the cognitive and emotional and spiritual pieces comes into play. If we have clarity and are processing those pieces and have found ways to work with those pieces, our body can handle a certain amount of physical stress. Our body can handle a certain amount of EMF stress. I think it's when there's a total body burden that's gotten too high. So I think kind of shifting to talk about how do we manage some of these other things, what are some of the other things that can help, I think are really, really important. As a scientist, basically I lost all of my cognitive function, which made staying in that profession rather difficult. You know, and that's what somehow led me to the neurofeedback world, where I have been really amazed at what's possible. Within, you know, when you have a cognitive issue like you can't think, and I can still remember when I was out on disability initially and the office nurse called and said, well, when are you coming back? And I said, I really don't know. I can't think. I'm sure that didn't make a whole lot of sense to her. It was probably not a very good thing to say.
Yeah.
I was just not filtering at all. And I was going, this is going to be really hard.
Right.
When I found neurofeedback, you know, and it's interesting because when you have Lyme, you have a lot of brain inflammation.
Definitely.
And when you have that inflammation, what's happening is you are shifting in the brain. There's different aspects of how the brain works that we measure in neurotherapy. So when
right.
when we do a quantitative EEG or a qEEG, what we're looking at is we're looking at power levels and power levels across each of the frequency bands. So a frequency band is kind of like an energy spectrum.
Wow. So Jackie, hold your thought, if you don't mind. I hate to do this to you because you're in mid-train right here, but we've got to take our station break.
Go for it.
So hold on, audience. We're going to come right back because Jackie's about to take us on a great voyage, I can tell. This is Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. We'll be right back.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Torella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Torella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Torella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Torella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on the diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food
grade vegetable glycerin, making them well tolerated by children and alcohol sensitive patients. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, 800-203-3775.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions, and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. This is Katina Macris, and we've got Jackie DeVries with us today. And we're just in mid-sentence when I had to go to commercial break. So we've got to get back, Jackie. This is so important. Listeners, we're getting into the cognitive issues related to tick-borne disease. So, Jackie, can you pick up that sentence if you can remember it?
Well, I'm going to go back to just that topic.
Great.
So what I was talking about, it was when we do a quantitative EEG, so we do a brain map, and in that brain map we can see what the power levels are across these different frequency bands. Now, many people have heard of things like delta, theta, alpha, beta, and high beta, and so those are the different frequency bands of the energy spectrum that we look at in the brain. And if you don't have enough delta energy, power, you're going to have a hard time sleeping, because when you sleep, your brain is using delta brainwaves. If you have too much power in high beta, your brain is going to be looping on, you know, one thing over and over and over again, because it's kind of like thinking in overdrive. If you don't have enough energy in beta, you're not going to have enough energy to do a task, because your brain has to think about what it's doing. So all of these different energy issues, actually, you can see them in the quantitative EEG.
Wow.
You can also see in the QEEG what's happening in terms of how the brain is wired together. Is it underconnected or is it overconnected? So if it's underconnected, it's not sharing information effectively. So if you end up in a state where, you know, as you were mentioning to me about the difficulty of making a grocery list at some point, those require steps. You have to think about what you're doing. You have to put it down in a list. And if your brain is underconnected in terms of the wiring, you're not going to remember, you're not going to get to step number three, because the information is not going to have been shared appropriately. If your brain is overwired or overconnected, then it's kind of like the different functions that your brain normally does, they all kind of get smooshed together. It's very hard to function that way, because you don't have the differentiation happening in the different parts of the brain, because everything has to do everything at the same time.
So when it's doing overwired like that, Jackie, is that what, when thoughts tumble upon each other?
It's more like where, I think the thoughts tumbling upon each other, I would say, is more of a power issue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's where something's going really fast, probably high beta. So these different things, there's power and then there's coherence is what the technical terms are.
Okay.
So if you have hypercoherence, where things are wired together too tightly, what you have is basically an inability to follow through more than a couple of steps. So normally, a normal brain can handle like seven different pieces of information, and you might find that you can only process two of them, or maybe three of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, and it's interesting, because I work with Lyme, but then I also work with a lot of other types of issues like autism, like fibromyalgia, like chronic fatigue, like mold illness, and actually a lot of the there's a lot of similarities in the QEEGs when we look at these things. So that's given us a way of kind of helping broad different groups of people using this technology. So when we see those types of issues in the QEEG, that lets us choose what kinds of neurofeedback are going to be appropriate given what's showing up in that brain map. Okay.
This is fantastic. I'm, like, so excited about this. Keep going. Go ahead.
Okay, okay. So if your brain is kind of in a, well, I'm going to call it a stuck pattern, and maybe you can relate to that. Mm. If it's stuck, we might use what's called a disruptive technology, something to help get the brain to do something different, okay? And there's a whole bunch of modalities in the neurofeedback world that can do that, okay? Some of them are direct neurofeedback modalities where they'll play back to the brain what it's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And when the brain realizes what it's doing, it goes, oh, let me do something else. Some of them use pulsed electromagnetic frequencies, which is more like a PEMF stim, to help the brain kind of drop that particular type of cycle or pattern that it's in.
Okay.
In some cases, what we need to do is we need to energize the brain. And so we use things like near-infrared helmet in my practice, where you can come in and for 6 minutes we're using this helmet that's shining all of this near-infrared light into your brain to give it energy, to help everything kind of reboot itself. There's also a modality called homoencephalography, or HEG, and that's a type of neurofeedback that helps increase oxygen in the frontal lobe. So all of these play a part. In some cases, what we're seeing is we're seeing that the brain has lost its connection to the internal rhythms of the brain and body. So different areas of the brain are kind of functioning without being part of the whole. And so then with those situations, we will use a type of neurofeedback called infraslow fluctuation therapy. And that is a very calming, settling, meditative type of modality, so that if your brain is busy tumbling thoughts or whirring away on a particular item, all of a sudden what you have is you have this deep sense of calm. And we're helping the brain reconnect to that innate calm and wisdom that's there.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. Some of these modalities are really pretty new. I've researched a lot of different modalities, and I use a lot that have really come into play in the last anywhere from 4 to 10 years. So there are other types of neurofeedback in my practice. You can also actually do neurofeedback where we can image a particular part of the brain, like a gyra, and we can have you just activate that gyra. So in some cases, when people are further along, we'll do that to kind of do fine-tuning. And then there's still traditional neurofeedback, which is basically where you say, well, we want more energy here or we want less energy here. I use that approach less because I think I've found other ones that I think work better. But all neurofeedback has its place. It's very interesting to see how many different approaches there are and what they can accomplish.
Oh, my gosh, Jackie, I'm so fascinated by this. I have so many questions I want to ask you.
Ask away.
Ask away. I mean, well, the first one before we go to our next break is, you know, how do we, like when you say you get tested, you know, and you're looking at these, you know, different power areas, et cetera, is it something that's done like, is it like a scan or like, you know, what's going on? Like, how do you get this information?
Okay, so to get a brain map, what you do is you go and see somebody who can do a quantitative EEG. So they can record the brain waves. They mm-hmm. do that by putting a cap on your head that has 20 sensors in it,
mm-hmm.
and the sensors are recording all around your head, and then that data gets processed through, there's a number of different programs out in the world that can process the EEG data, and you get to see a picture, a brain map, and it shows you these different aspects. It shows you the aspects of power. It shows you the percentages of power in each frequency band. It shows you the height of your brain waves. It shows you the coherence, how your brain is connected or not connected. And then it also shows you how fast or slow information is flowing.
I want to come do it, even though I think my brain's working well. I feel like, oh, my gosh, why not get a fine-tuning?
Come down.
I'm going to come down, and then I can... I'm going to come down, but besides that, oh my gosh, these people that are struggling with so many issues, like you said, like cognitive brain fog, and when I remember, I couldn't make a grocery list, I couldn't remember a phone number,
right.
You're lost in the brain, and you know, then the other end, when you can't sleep and your mind's racing, and people who get the OCD type things, I mean, there's
yeah.
so many different pieces that you're going to be, you can help people with.
Exactly, and the biggest thing is, you know, we're talking about, when I think about how to recover, the most important thing is to start reducing the stress on the overall body. And the thing is, people start thinking about, well, I have this toxicity, or I have that to deal with, or I have the bugs, and I've got to kill them.
Mm.
But if your brain is out of whack, your whole body is under stress because your brain runs your body.
I know. It's the master. It's the master of the body, right?
Yeah.
Totally. So oh, gosh. Jackie, this is fantastic.
When you start to balance it, when you start to get the brain balanced, then the body can come along more easily.
Of course, mind-body.
Yes, exactly. It's the mind-body piece.
It's the mind-body. Listen, everyone, stay tuned. It's time for our next station break, and then we're going to come back, and I'm going to ask Jackie a bunch more questions because this is absolutely, for me, fascinating. Limelight Radio's Katina Makris. Stay tuned.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Are physical pain and illness controlling your life? Are you ready to release what no longer serves you, but just cannot get there on your own? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy's love-based healing energy has had amazing, even miraculous effects on her in-person and long-distance clients. Visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us to book your private intuitive healing session with Christy.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on the diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimeLightRadio.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio. This is Katina Makris, and we're visiting with Jackie DeVries, who is a wealth of information. Jackie, I'm so lit up by what you're sharing with us about this wonderful modality of neurofeedback. Tell us more. I mean, I just feel like, my gosh, the fact that you can map the brain, that you can figure out where imbalances are, instead of us just like fumbling around and people are trying like different kind of drugs and antidepressants and, you know, Ritalin and all of these things, that here we go, you can get in there and actually, you know, help people affect change on their own.
Absolutely. That's what's exciting about it, is that people's brains will change. It's utilizing everything that they're talking about now with neuroplasticity.
Mm-hmm.
Neurofeedback can do all of that.
That's wonderful.
That. It's amazing.
That's wonderful. So, okay, so now one of my next questions is, if someone wants to come and get going with you, you know, how do they find you, number one?
Well, they can find me on the web. My center is called the Crossroads Center of New Jersey. I have 9 to 5 phone answering, so that mm-hmm. we have our wonderful assistant, Lisa, who will take calls between 9 and 5, and she'll schedule people.
Okay.
What I like to do with people is I offer a complimentary phone consult.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a 15-minute phone consult, so they can tell me a little bit about their situation, and I can tell them what I think we can do and what our process is. People come in, and during an initial intake, what we do is we do take a full health history, and we do the quantitative EEG, and we also do some somatic assessments. So what am I talking about here? Well, part of what happens when we go through a major illness or a toxic exposure is the neurological wiring in our body can be disrupted, and we have these things called primitive reflexes. So if you can remember when your son was really, really little,
mm-hmm.
And so when he was a baby and he'd hear a loud noise, babies have what they call a startle reflex, or the Morrow reflex is its proper name. And so a loud noise and the baby throws its head back and arms back and starts to cry. Things like those reflexes get activated again. And so part of what we do is we also look at the body's physiology to see, are the reflexes, there's reflexes that will add a lot of stress to the body, like the fear paralysis reflex and the Morrow reflex, and there's a whole bunch of other ones.
Mm-hmm.
Are they active, or how active are they? Because if they are, we know we also want to include addressing those puzzle pieces in the therapies that we provide. So we do that, and then somebody comes back usually 3 to 5 days later, and we have the brain map and our recommendations completed based on the intake. And then we lay out a program for them where they can come once or twice a week, and we work with them. We also work with people at a distance. So I have people as far away as the UK and as close by as Connecticut that also do home training at home. So we can set people up with systems at home where they can do the work at home on their own. So we can work with people both that are nearby where they're coming in for sessions, and also where we set them up and work with them remotely.
That's terrific, because that's what I was wondering. What if you're, you know, in a distant place like Kansas,
yes,
or something? Are there other people that do this kind of work, or can they access you and get mapped and then do therapies accordingly? But you just answered my question for me.
Yes, good.
Yeah. So I'm also wondering, I'm thinking, so many people with serious Lyme disease have a lot of trauma from both the illness because they've been misdiagnosed and they've been, you know, kind of mishandled in the medical system. And then there's this kind of, like I say, almost like a post-traumatic stress disorder from the illness itself. And I'm imagining from what you just shared now about that whole startle response is that for those of us who have had trauma, whether it's illness related or preceding, because that's another inciting factor, is a lot of people with chronic illnesses have had a lot of, you know, like trauma in their life prior. So does this kind of work address those situations?
So actually, for post-traumatic stress disorder, neurofeedback is probably one of the fastest ways to help clear those types of issues. Now, we do integrate our work with more traditional therapy. That work can cover everything from how is your thinking keeping you stuck to work on amygdala retraining. So your brain can kind of get into a loop where it's constantly focusing on what's wrong now, what's wrong now, what's wrong now. These are all part of PTSD. We have a therapist on board, Tracy Hands, who's fantastic at helping people work through that, and also helping people with the medical management components, because people need help with that. I remember when I was really, really ill, and I was going to see a doctor for the first time in New York City, and my therapist said to me, and what questions are you going to ask? And I was like, huh? Because I was not in a, cognitive place to, like, make a plan. You know, and so you need that type of support. The other thing that I think happens, which you're alluding to with the trauma of not being addressed appropriately by the medical community, but also all of the other traumas, and everybody has trauma in their life, at whatever level or degree it's been. These things are held in our bodies. These things are held at a cellular level. And part of what we do to address that is we use some other therapies to help work at those deeper levels. So we use a therapy called applied physiology, which is actually using acupuncture points to identify which ones are active, actually identify with keywords. And then we work with an individual to help understand what that keyword symbolizes from their life. And when you actually go deep into what the keyword symbolizes, you clear stuff. Stuff surfaces and it clears. We have a whole bunch of different modalities that we leverage to help people work through the emotional pieces. One of my favorites is called the wave work. And I do that regularly with people that have had trauma, that have maybe had early life stressors. And it's a very, very, very gentle way of helping that material surface and come through and integrate and release from the body.
Oh, wow. That sounds so elegant, the way you just described it, that, you know, the whole aspect of release and recover and renew, right?
Yeah. And it's interesting because we also use, I know in your story, you used a lot of Rife technology.
Used Rife. And then I also, you know what also helped me was EMDR therapy. That eye movement desensitization, you know, that was another, yeah. But anyway, go ahead. What were you going to say about the Rife?
Yeah. So the Rife, we utilize several different pulsed electromagnetic frequency systems, and I've been using, like in the last half a year, I've been using a system called Leniosys. It's actually from Hungary, and I put it at like a fourth generation PEMF system, because they've gone so far as to figure out how to improve cellular communication amongst different systems, how to help the different areas of the body restore adaptation to the cellular function, the organ function. But they even have things like enhance optimism in the body, And that's not even just an emotional thing. It's even at a cellular level.
That's great.
If the cells are in that optimistic state, everything starts to work better. I'm using this right now with somebody that they have a dementia diagnosis, but we actually strongly suspect Lyme disease, and they're about to start a Lyme protocol. But this individual had very severe anxiety and just difficulty with, difficulty with mental cognitive functions. And I started using the protocols with him, and he has no more anxiety, and he's filled with love.
Oh my gosh, that's great.
I know. Even though he has some of these issues, it's like a complete shift in his life. It's amazing.
That's great, Jackie. Oh my gosh. Listen, it's time for our station break. I'm going to go on for hours with you. Audience, stay tuned. Jackie DeVries at the Crossroads Center in New Jersey. Is it Crossroads Center, Jackie?
Yes, Crossroads Center of New Jersey.
Of New Jersey is with us. This is fantastic information, and we'll be right back. This is Limelight Radio with Katina. Stay tuned.
Sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660.
Chris Stanis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Want to improve your spiritual connection? Connect with a loved one in the spirit world. Develop your spiritual gifts? Call respected, recognized, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher Jennifer Farmer to schedule your transformative in-depth reading. These powerful sessions offer healing insights from the spirit world and personal guidance for all areas of your life. Call Jennifer at 727-324-9668. That's 727-324-9668. And visit JenniferFarmer.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on the diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. This is Katina Macris, and I happen to think this is one of the most inspirational and informative shows we've had in a long time. Jackie DeVries, thank you so much for coming on and illuminating to us that there's this, you know, remarkable, you know, reservoir of tools that you've got available for us to regain, you know, mental health and emotional well-being. I'm so impressed. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, yes. I'm just, you know, I love energy medicine. And as I was saying to you on the break, I love the mind. The human mind is just remarkable. I mean, we are capable of so much. And I think of myself when I was, you know, so severely ill and bedridden for a number of years and really wanting to die because I couldn't endure another day of the pain and the struggles and the isolation. And, you know, it was just so hard. And my 80-some-odd-year-old father, bless his heart, he was like the Rock of Gibraltar, and he was so ahead of his time in so many ways. But I remember him saying to me, Katina, he says, you have to use your mind. God gave you a mind, and you have to use it. Now, you have to see yourself positive in a happy way, and you have to see yourself healthy. And he, like, guided me into this image, and he made me see myself, and I was on a beach in the Bahamas, and it was sunny, and I was splashing in the water. And he says, now, you visit that every day, he says, and I want you to go to that place, and you're going to visit it, and you're going to will yourself to get well.
There you go.
There was some power in that, and I,
yeah.
You know, there's some power in that, and here you are now with these remarkable skills that you can map the brain, like you said. You can find out where our imbalances are, and then there's these tools to help people actually start doing constructive things. And it, you know, it sounds like that this can, you can make a turnaround and not, you know, and not too long a time, huh?
It varies widely by the individual.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could say that, yeah, it's really quick. In some cases, when I was working originally with neurofeedback, you know, the changes in me would be amazing, but they didn't hold because my body wasn't strong enough to hold them yet. And then over time, things held more and more and more. So for everybody, it's almost like it depends how low you've gotten.
Yeah.
As far as how long it's going to take to come back up again, all of us want, like, the, you know, the six-week answer, and there probably isn't one of those. But certainly utilizing these technologies and working with, you know, I just want to compliment the team of people that I have working with me at my center. I have fantastic practitioners that I collaborate with. And when you have people that are really, really skilled,
mm-hmm.
That makes all the difference. It makes all the difference. And everyone's ability to hold someone in whatever space they're in and to give them that upliftment is so important.
It is.
So besides tools, there's such an important piece of connecting with whoever you're working with and gaining the support from those bonds. That's incredibly important, too.
It is, isn't it? Nurturance and being held. Feeling held is,
absolutely.
Feeling held is like, I mean, it's ancient, isn't it? I mean, as babies were held, and, you know, you just need to be held. It's such an important energy.
Yes.
It is, and I'm just fascinated that, you know, you can take autism and you can help these individuals recover.
Exactly. So yes, the thing that I found, again, because I'm a researcher, when I was sick and I started studying, like, what was wrong with my body, what I realized was that there were huge parallels between autism, Lyme disease, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, and so I started studying all of the quote-unquote solutions that were showing up for those different things. And that's really kind of, that's what allowed me to get to where I am today in terms of really being recovered. But it's also what allows me to help others is I've been able to kind of put together a lot of different things that really complement each other and really support people in their recovery process.
Yeah, it's really, you're a testimony, Jackie, to the living example of like the wounded healer, someone that has experienced the odyssey personally, and having already been oriented to healing to begin with, and then having gone through the journey yourself and now coming out with more skills, your level of compassion and then your level of understanding brings it to a whole nother dimension. And you know, I know what that's like, having experienced.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's
so
I think one of the most difficult things is we see people and their families don't understand them. Their families don't appreciate what they're going through.
Mm-hmm.
But if they can be held and supported by someone, at least someone in their life that has that understanding, that's been on that journey, that's so helpful. Because it means you're not alone anymore.
It's so true. It's very hard what happens to us when we feel alone with an illness. It's a very dark place, and you feel so disconnected from the world and from the things that you love to do, and then you start to lose your confidence and your self-identity and all these different pieces. So I'm wondering, Jackie, because there's so many, you know, things we can talk about, but our show's coming to an end soon. What are some of the most important pieces of your message that you would like to share?
Well, I certainly want people to know that they should do everything they can to maintain their hope. They need to find the resources that are going to help them. If, you know, what's local to them is look for what's local to you. Find people that have had similar experiences. Maintain that sense of hope, because that's the thing. That's the most critical resource, I think, to recovery. And look for any positive gain that you make. I think a lot of times people look for, like, well, when will I be able to do what I did, you know, 2 years ago and didn't even have to think about it? Except the journey back is it's little bits and pieces. So look for those little things, those, now I can, you know, walk further, or I can stand longer, or I can, I have enough energy to make a meal in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is, it's so important to focus, as you so rightly said, on the positive. You have to look at the positive pieces. That's what will give you that hope energy to keep building and keep moving forward.
Yes.
And you can recover.
You can recover. Thank you for sharing that with us. And optimism, as you said, we are igniting those parts of our brain that you talked about in the mapping and in the power centers. We're turning on those pieces, and then we start making the good neurotransmitters, which upgrade our immune function, and, you know, it all starts to fit together like a big grid, doesn't it?
It sure does.
Oh, my gosh. Jackie DeVries, you have been a fantastic guest. I love it. I want you to come back on air, please, please.
Okay.
And let's do, and let's say your website one more time so people can connect with you.
My website is the Crossroads Center of NJ.
Fantastic, everybody. I hope you enjoyed Limelight Radio today. Jackie DeVries was a wealth of encouragement and fascinating information. And join us next week. We'll have another wonderful guest with us. Thank you, audience, and thank you to my team at Transformation Talk Radio. You are the best. This is Katina Macris with Limelight Radio.
You've been listening to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready for some of the most provocative conversation with leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. If you've missed any part of this hit radio show, visit LimelightRadio.com. That's LimelightRadio.com. We'll see you next week on Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. Then I go to my
If you are one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Are physical pain and illness controlling your life? Are you ready to release what no longer serves you, but just cannot get there on your own? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy's love-based healing energy has had amazing, even miraculous effects on her in-person and long-distance clients. Visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us to book your private intuitive healing session with Christy.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on the diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
If you are one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Are physical pain and illness controlling your life? Are you ready to release what no longer serves you, but just cannot get there on your own? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy's love-based healing energy has had amazing, even miraculous effects on her in-person and long-distance clients. Visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us to book your private intuitive healing session with Christy.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.